Welcome to AudioLeo.com. My name is Leonardo Mendoza, and what do I want to talk about today? Today, I want to talk about the power of visualization. Now, what's visualization? Visualization is basically being aware of the images that you place in your mind and using it as a tool to make any goal manifest into reality. Ooh, that's some like heebie-jeebie stuff right there. Manifestation, no, like it's real. You see, before we do any action, we have an image in our minds. We have multiple images in our minds. We have both negative and we have positive. And I'm not just gonna tell you to focus on the positive, because that's delusional and that's not real with yourself and real with others. What I want you to do is just be aware that you have both negative and positive, and don't let the negative drown out the positive possibilities for your life, right? So I want to ask you, what if there was a tool? What if visualization could change your whole life? So I want to give you some actual real life examples so that way you could apply it. So there's this beautiful girl who walks into Starbucks, and I was sitting there and I was like, maybe I should go up to her, right? So, you know, you have all these images in your head, you know, you have your negative side saying, you're stupid, you're ugly, she's never gonna like you. And then you have your positive and be like, hey, you're the man, like, she's gonna like you, like, you have everything she's looking for, like, you're, I do not think like that, but, you know, that's the positive side. So then, you have all these images, right, that you're creating, and then eventually, you make a decision to either go up to her or not. And based on that, you know, balance, I decided to go up to her. And, you know, I did not place her in a pedestal. I did not put myself above her. I just looked at her straight in the eye and I just said, you know what, like, I think you're beautiful, like, and I don't want to, like, miss out on this opportunity to introduce myself. My name is Leo, what's yours? And I put my hand out and, you know, at that moment, when you do that transaction, you know, that exchange of communication, you know, the girl could either say, you're stupid, slap me in the face, throw a frappuccino in my face, or she could do the positive outcome, which is, my name is Diana. And in that situation, it worked, you know, and I'm not telling you that it ended in a, like, you know, we're happily ever after and we're married or something, but I just want to point out to the fact that, you know, I visualized going up to her before doing it. I prepared in my mind. You know, one of the coolest sports this world has is rock climbing. And the best rock climbers visualize their route before even touching the rock. So think about that. They imagine themselves going up there before even touching it. You know, studies prove that your brain, our brains, can tell the difference between visualizing something, doing something, and actually doing it. That is pretty crazy. And so I want to share a second story related to that. There's a psychologist named Alan Richardson, and he separated a basketball team into three groups. Group number one, practice your free throws for 20 minutes. Group number two, didn't touch a basketball but visualized shooting it for 20 minutes. Group number three, did not touch a basketball or visualize. So you know, they're not gonna win this study. But guess what happened? The basketball members, the players that visualized and not even touched the basketball, improved their free throw percentage by higher difference than the group that actually practiced with their basketball. Now that's pretty crazy. And then I know what you're hearing. You're gonna be like, hey Leo, like that means I could just visualize being Michael Jordan and, you know, like I'll be him. Like no, it takes both visualization and then placing action behind it. Because the reason why these basketball players who visualized and improved is because they already, you know, they already know how to play basketball, they already shoot a basketball, so it's not completely new to them. What they visualize is, you know, increasing their percentage, increasing their flow when they shot. So that's pretty mind-blowing. So imagine that. Imagine if you just visualize your goals, believed in them so much that you could smell what that situation smells like, touch what that situation, you know? That's a stupid example. No, but if, like, you could basically visualize, like, anything into manifestation. That's what I'm saying. That's stupid. But I am not editing this because I'm trying to be real with you and real with myself. I'm not a perfect speaker. I'm improving. So those are my stories. Now, this is what I want to ask you. I want to ask you, what's one thing that you saw for yourself in the past, you visualized in the past, and you stopped believing in it because of rejection, because of fears, because of failures, because of pain, because you were traumatized by the experience. Eventually, you know, when you stop seeing something for yourself, your actions just stop at a dead halt and you quit. So this is what I'm challenging you to do. I want to inspire you to think about whatever that goal is, whatever that vision is, once again. And see that it's possible once again. And just because you failed in the past does not mean that you'll fail in the future. Once again, just because you failed in the past does not mean you're gonna fail in the future. Our past does not dictate our future. Our present does. So right now you have an opportunity to change everything. So I challenge you to take one step, visualize once again that whatever your goal is possible. And if your goal is to lose weight and you just stop going to the gym, stop, you know, focusing on your nutrition because you failed over and over again, then take that as a learning experience and change your approach. You know, Albert Einstein is known for saying that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So if you want a different result, do something different. Like, just do something different. Try something new. Use your imagination. Get a mentor. Learn from something. Google, because Google has everything, right? Like, literally, they have an answer for everything. Google and YouTube, heck, can teach you anything. So yeah, so I challenge you to do that. Now why? It's because your beliefs, the things that you see for your life, not only affects you, it affects everyone around you. You are a world changer. You could inspire others just by believing once again that your dreams are possible, that your goals are possible. When you take care of your health, you're influencing the health of everyone around you by leading by example. Just joking. So accept the fact that you have the responsibility and you're either improving this world or destroying it. And I hope that you're focused on this one. So once again, believe in the power of visualization for yourself, your family, for everyone around you. And until next week, I'm Leonardo Mendoza from AudioLeo.com. Wishing you a blessed day. Take care, guys. It leads to more action. The action affects your beliefs and your beliefs. Once again, how stupid. That was the worst thing. Oh, I gotta do that one again. Sometimes you just be saying things that don't make any sense or not. Alright. Real talk. Real.